A Prayer of Repentance for Angry Words by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. James 1:19-20. My husband and I have been married for almost 12 years, and although we'd never admit to having it all together, one thing we've always fought for is to work through our disagreements. However heated they may become, we make it a priority never to go to sleep angry with one another. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we try our best to be quick to forgive and to ask for forgiveness. But since we're still on this side of eternity, we're continually being sanctified every day. And sometimes our flesh and pride gets in the way of our pursuit of peace. That was the case in a recent argument we experienced. The two of us became so angry with one another that we continued to go in circles and rehash the argument. I found myself not thinking clearly and saying things that were hurtful, things I didn't believe to be true. I would constantly interrupt my husband with what I wanted to say and never let him voice his concerns. In my frustration, I became so exhausted and confused that I didn't have any energy to continue the conversation. Thankfully, before we drifted off to sleep, we both took some time to calm down and began to apologize for our anger and our hurtful words. Knowing that anger that's not restrained can often lead to sin, and in this case it did, we both repented to the Lord and to each other. We can find much instruction and wisdom in the Bible regarding the sin of unrestrained anger. James 1 has some beautiful instruction for us that's a wonderful reminder for our hearts, especially in a marriage relationship. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God. James 1:19-20. Do you notice how our conversations with each other can be tied to the misuse of anger? This is especially true if we're not considering others before ourselves when we want to voice our opinion or concerns. The misuse of anger is called unrighteous anger because it's selfish and prideful in nature. Those who don't think of others when speaking are walking in pride, which can often lead to anger if met with resistance and tension. When anger is unrestrained and rooted in pride, we're not walking righteously before God. We're commanded to be quick to listen before speaking and patient when engaging in a tense discussion. What wise advice for married couples. Anger is sure to occur when two people disagree, but we don't have to give in to the temptation to allow that anger to fuel hurtful or hate-filled words toward the other person. We must fight to resist sinning against them and, more importantly, sinning against God, who calls us to walk in righteousness. To do this, we need to consider others above ourselves in our conversations with one another. May the Lord help us and sanctify us in our marriages and relationships with one another. Let's pray. Father, your word has so much to say on the sin of anger. Yet we give in to this temptation all the time when we're challenged in our selfishness. I repent for sinning against those who have been made in your image when I didn't consider them above myself and allowed my words to cause pain. This is especially true in my marriage. I've allowed my pride to lead me into unrestrained anger by lashing out and interrupting in our disagreements. Help me to follow your wisdom of being slow to speak and quick to listen so that anger doesn't cause me to walk in unrighteous behavior towards my spouse, as well as my brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your grace to empower me to walk more Christ-like. In Jesus' name, amen.
Often we believe our questions mean we don't have faith, but I believe Jesus loves our questions. Our questions are windows into heaven. I'm Caden Fabrizio, and on the Questions with Caden podcast, we ask and answer one question per episode as relevantly and biblically as possible. Questions about fear, anxiety, depression, addiction, and so much more. Don't worry, your questions, they're not going to scare Jesus. So ask away. Listen and subscribe now at lifeaudio.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.